سیک ما تو لایا ما مسیرک چی پدرین حالت نیم فلم کن نشود آن مومن پرکین ما داون نیستال جن یا بیکن فر پروهینا کل هتم ملیه دیا بیش فل آثار نایدم
Nil'aqom għana episodju ieħor ta' fil-qosor bil-host tagħkom jiena Andre Farrugia
u Jake Smith.
Illum għandna episodju interessanti, Clicks and Consequences, Jake. Issa tgħidilna x'ta' affarijiet x'ħa nitkellmu llum?
Mela, illum bażikament l-idea kienet li nitkellmu nara fuq in ġenerali fuq social media, fuq affarijiet li ġraw bħal meta Elon Musk xtara Twitter u affarijietek bażikament. Il-topic illum ħajkun għażajra politiku, I guess. Istatejt?
Interessant, it's more your field, man.
Ejwa, nindaqs sex school.
Mela, let's begin with the question, sir. Nibdo? Inti, l-internet, how do you feel it has changed in the last 5 years, Jake? How would you describe the landscape of the internet 5 years ago now versus today?
Mela, ħames nini l-u għetnejdu għal 2018. Naħseb li jena għad diffiċli biex tgħid li kien hemm differenza drastika minn 2018 għal 2023, però kien hemm differenza drastika.
Xorta differenza
tajba. Ovvjament, imma hemm differenza l-kbira tagħha jekk iżida dik il-figura minn 5 snin għal 10 snin, 15 sena, 20 sena. Fejn hemmhekk tara proprja l-effett tal-internet, I mean għandek sors ta' informazzjoni kważi kważi aċċessibbli kullimkien fid-dinja. L-ebda librerija ma kienet possibbli ta' dil-ħaġa qabel l-internet biex niftehmu. So, ovvjament dik ħa twassal għal ċertu konsegwenzi, tajbin u ħżina. Tajba hija li għandek ara kemm għandek informazzjoni.
Eżatt.
Tista' tiċċessa, free of charge. Fl-istess ħin ovvjament hija faċli biex nies jisfu informazzjoni falsa jew hekk biex jippruvaw jiddiriġu n-nies għal whatever schemes għandhom biex jippruvaw jagħmlu flus, hemm ovvjament il-tajjeb u l-ħażin ta' kollox. L-internet però naħseb jien huwa tajjeb ħafna għal min huwa interessat b'xinu jiġri fid-dinja, però mhuwiex neċessarjament lest biex imur jgħid dejjem dak li jrid. Social media naraw ħafna nies jikkommentaw u jitfgħu l-comments u public whatever, però hemm ħafna nies li jaraw kollox u ma jikbu xejn. U dik hija fil-verità ħaġa li n-nies naħseb kind of xtaqgħu jagħmlu għax inti qabel biex kważi tisma' jinnaf jekk tmur mass meeting whatever, issek tmur tassoċja ma' dak in-nies biex tisma' ġust x'inhu ma jgħidu. Meta inti neċessarjament, ovvjament mhux kollox black and white, inti ma jfissirx li smajt il-wieħed taqbel miegħu tifhem. L-internet jgħinek biex tkun na' iktar privat fil-ħsieb tiegħek. U ovvjament iktar informat.
Okay, so basikament, in short, to summarize what you're saying, jisu mil-bidu ta' pre-internet era, ed najdu when everything was entirely analog u affarijietek, kienet iktar diffiċli biex issib informazzjoni fej inti you could privately browse the dawn affarijiet. How's that? Why is that the case?
Sempliċissim, għazempju, studenti tal-Università aħna tnejn biex jiena nirriċerka u nsib studju akademiku nista' nsibu fuq l-internet, faċli kważi kważi iktar milli biex nsibu fuq jiena fil-librerija, għax irid noqgħod infittex l-ewwel hemm meta fuq l-internet tfaqer fuq Google Search erba' kliem u telgħalek l-istudju li tixtieq issib jew li fuq liema field qed tirriċerka. Jiġifieri punto di vista ta' time efficiency. Ħafna ħjar, you don't even have travel costs, nothing of the sort. Alright, electricity, sewa, imma, aparti minn hekk, inti għara kemm qed tifranka. Issa, alright, toqgħod attent kif għedlek li mhux kull informazzjoni li naħsib fuq l-internet huwa veru. The saying goes don't believe everything on the internet.
Exactly, and I was going to ask as well, what about the possibility about misinformation with books? Like, it is very much possible. Like, to go to a library, get a book about Gordon Ramsay's cooking, but if it's just pictures of enough my cooking, for example.
ovviamente, jekk tuża l-internet ikollok skrutinju kbir fuq l-informazzjoni ta' min qed tanalizza. Jew minu dak li għetetik dil informazzjoni.
Eżatt.
Jo, anke jek mhux informazzjoni, stakun ġest entertainment, imma anke entertainment jista' jkollu valur ta' falsità.
Eżatt.
Jiġifieri toqgħod attent. L-internet dik dak huwa challenge tal-internet fil-fatt għalhekk ħafna mill-ġenerazzjoni ta' fuqna hommhom issieri jew hommhom issierek fuq l-internet ma jkunux daqshekk literati biex niftehmu. Taf inti l-scammers fuq Facebook jew whatever.
Eżatt, eżatt.
Jiena mhumi sin kollu jaqgħu għalihom sfortunatament. Dik għalli jiġri. Imma min ikun traqba fl-internet bħalu bħalek mbagħad ikun ovvjament iktar jaf eżatt x'inhu jiġri.
We're more literate about
it. Eżatt, eżatt, dik hi. Just u kulmi just we grew up in it. Dik hi. Issa, il-mistoqsija kif inbidlet l-internet fl-aħħar 5 snin jew ma ngħid ara minn li sol 2005 law huwa social media. Social media biddel kollox. Inti qatt ma kellek qabel platform li tista' twassal il-vuċi tiegħek as far and wide as social media can do until 2005 essentially, meta YouTube, Facebook, Twitter all basically came into existence. Inti qabel biex ikollok opinjoni titmur u tagħmilha pubblika jew titikteb fil-gazzetta. Forsi n-nies jaqraw gazzetta kif minn jaqraw ħafna gazzetta jew tkun qed fuq ir-radju.
What about old blog posts?
My point exactly. Inti blog kif twasslu lin-nies? Tixxerja fuq social media? Ovvjament bluzu tal-internet, qabel biex inti jisu tikteb dak li tixtieq jew tista' tikteb eżempju ktieb jew ikollok journal, whatever, imma dak mhux ħaġa li tagħmel pubblika neċessarjament, issa biex tagħmel ħaġa pubblika saret ħafna iktar faċli.
Eżatt.
Jiena nista' mmur fuq Twitter u nikteb alla jaf kemm threads, kemm irrid, fuq li xi rrid. Tifhem? Sa kif kont ħanejt, 20 sena ilu jew qabel biex tagħmel l-opinjoni tiegħek pubblika titmur jew fil-pjazza. Tejt, li għandek tejt, misu, itkun public speaker quasi bil-force.
Eżatt, like you literally had to be a public speaker.
Eżatt, l-lum il-ġurnata dik ma dix l-status quo. L-status quo l-lum il-ġurnata n-nis jgħidu l-opinjoni tagħhom fuq social media.
Fuq social media, because I was about to say, like, the public speaking aspect hasn't entirely gone away. Even if it's someone who just wants to share their opinion on
things. Ma anke, eżempju sempliċi, jenna fem, eja niftakru meta kien Domintov Prim Ministru, u ta' speech f'mass meeting, sewa. Min semgħu dak l-speech, min kien fil-mass meeting, min forsi semgħu fuq ir-radju, min forsi kellu television dak iż-żmien. L-internet u social media l-lum il-ġurnata. Video wieħed, kulħadd għandu kamera fil-boot.
Sawa,
social media daqshekk. U rawh mhux ġust nies li huma li għandhom interess f'dak minnu qed jitkellem, ġifieri eżempju f'dak il-każ jgħidu Domintov fil-Maltin. Imma jista' jkun riċ anke barra minn Malta. Da l-implikazzjonijiet huma kbar li ħafna nies naħseb ma jikkonsidrawx illi għandek platform globali, mhux ġust nazzjonali.
Sawa.
U free and accessible for anyone who has a Wi-Fi connection, ġifieri.
Vera, vera, għandek raġun. Għandek raġun. Ma, again, like, I want to reiterate a point we had on a previous episode. Imma, ma tantx tkellimna fuqha, ma tantx kellna ċans. Pero, inti, ġili tkellimna fuq essenzja xi on the show. On many occasions. Issa, inti, when Elon Musk bought Twitter, there was a huge, well, not scandal, I would say. So
it was a controversy. Exactly. Speculation around it rather than a scandal.
Controversy with censorship or unbanning or unblocking whatever certain characters from the internet, from the online sphere, on Twitter specifically, okay, mainly Donald Trump, who is unbanned now.
Well,
right?
He's unbanned, but he doesn't use Twitter.
He has his own social platform. Ironically, it's called Truth, but it's besides the point. Allora, what do you think of all of this, Jake? Inti x'taħseb fuqha?
Mela, jiena meta Elon Musk xtara Twitter inizjalment, quasi, it was a good decision. Infatti, kont ktibt artiklu għat terdajfe, kont ktibt li kienet deċiżjoni tajba fl-opinjoni tiegħi. Ir-raġuni kienet waħda sempliċi xina smajt nifollowjah l-Elon Musk, nifollowjah żmien twilu u kontrajt il-raġuni tiegħu bażikament kull ma kienet hija li jipprova jilliberalizza kemm jista' jkun il-kontent ta' Twitter. Iġifieri, qabel qabel Elon Musk ixtara Twitter, kien hemm ħafna instanti fej ċertu nies ġew removed mill-platform jew suspended jew flagged whatever. Għal raġunijiet illi ħafna nies kritikaw il-Twitter illi ma kienux breaking terms of service, imma terms of service kienu tiġu stretċjati ħafna biex jibbenjaw ċertu nies. Ġifri l-gol ma kienx daw kisru terms of service.
Għandek eżempju per eżempju?
Ħa nidħol fuq dokumenti li ħarġu wara li Elon Musk xtara Twitter li jisumhom Twitter Files, dan kienu dokumenti ħirġu minn ġurnalisti bħal Matt Taibbi u Michael Schellenberger ġifieri daw taw it-testimoni tagħhom quddiem il-House of Congress fl-Amerika. Fejn urew kif Twitter f'ħafna drabi, including il-removal ta' Donald Trump mill-platform, kienu ma kienux konsistenti ma' terms of service, fis-sens. Il-frażi tiġi f'moħħi hija rules for thee, not for me. Jiġifieri kien hemm ċertu regoli li bħal waħda li għadni kif rajt dal-għodu. I believe it's the safety on hacking policy, I believe.
Safety on hacking policy.
L-istorja kienet illi terms of service basically illi jekk hemm content li kien achieved in a way that was hacking or illegal biex niftehmu, would not be aided and will be taken down from the platform. Which is fair enough, I mean,
exactly.
Obviously.
You know?
It would be cyber war, much cyber warfare, ma, you're allowing cyber crimes to happen.
Actively allowing.
Fair enough. Pero, meta f'Novembru tal-2020, f'Ottubru tal-2020, kienet ħarġet storja u kien skandlu ta' ġifiri fuq il-familja ta' Joe Biden f'dan iż-żmien. L-istorja kienet ħarġet mand The New York Post. If you know anything about The New York Post, they are a right-wing news media organization. Some would call it a tabloid. I'm not disagreeing. Pero, l-informazzjoni li kienet ħarġet kienet illi it-tifel ta' Joe Biden kien ħalla laptop tiegħu għand xi repair store. U bażikament sabu repair store, tkellmu mal-owner, sabu l-laptop, whatever. U ħarġet għax kien hemm ċertu skandli fuq dan il-laptop li minix ħanidħol fihom għax minix espert u ma nafx eżatt hemm fih. Però dan laptop jeżisti. Ta' ġifieri ġi researched, publikat u skrutinizzat. Issa, jekk tidħol fi Twitter files, tal-għandek kif semmejt, issib ħafna konverzazzjonijiet between a lot of the executive heads of Twitter, fejn iddeċidew li jiċċensuraw l-istorja u anke suspendew xi accounts, l-eżempju li ġieni f'moħħija tal-press secretary ta' dak iż-żmien li kienet Kayleigh McEnany, I believe, li kull ma għamlet ripostjat il-post għand The New York Post, l-artiklu, u ġiet suspended until she removes the retweet, essentially. Issa, if the material was obtained through hacking, I understand. U dik kienet l-iskuża li taw dak iż-żmien. Però wara ħafna żmien kien hemm ħafna dokumenti li ħarġu fejn isma. The hacking reasoning we gave, it doesn't hold up. U dan inkoraġixxi kull min qed jisma' li jidħol fuq Twitter files jara eżatti x'inhuma daw, għax dawn mhumiex nies.
X'inhuma eżatti Twitter
files? Mela, biex nispjega huma meta xtara Twitter Elon Musk, ħafna dokumenti ħarġu minn Twitter. Minn l-administration ta' qabel Elon Musk. Ġdat ngħidu emails, leaked chats, konverzazzjonijiet between the employees at Twitter, u ħafna like the legal advice for Twitter, I don't know how to say her name, I believe it's Vijaya something, Vijaya Gadjie, something like that. I don't know how to say it exactly. Imma mhux tal-li hekk tal-li hemm ħafna evidenza ġifiri li kien hemm ħafna deċiżjonijiet meħdudin man Twitter fejn Jack Dorsey dak iż-żmien li kien is-CEO ma kienx informat fuq ċertu affarijiet.
So wasn't informed of
not of everything.
Ma kienx jaf minn kollox.
Ma kienx jaf minn kollox, daw Twitter fa' jitlu fid-dettalji.
But he knew that they existed somewhere.
Għax inti the branch of Twitter that did this sort of the job was the safety and trust team, I believe. I believe. If it's not correct, I would hope someone would correct me, and I believe it's correct. Headed by a guy called Yoel Roth. There's a lot of conversations between this guy, Joel Roth, and the woman I mentioned before, which I won't mention her name again because I will not say it correctly, but she was Twitter's legal aide, that clearly show that Jack Dorsey was kept in the dark about some things that Twitter was doing with regards to this story, the New York Post's article.
Aha. Interessante ħafna di Jake.
Jina, ninkoraġi xi ħafna l-nies għax mill-leader, inklusind, ħadd ma jaf b'dawn it-Twitter files. U jiena naħseb li ħalli.
I did do a bit of research when you were when you told me about this, pero il ħaġa, because this is something very not really a niche topic, as far from it. It's more like it's quite a hefty topic to digest, if any, considering how many layers and depth it is towards the fires itself.
Fujina at muħana mella ġustizja niprova nissummarize għax minix knowledgeable bizzejet eżatt f'kollox li hemm. Jiena kol ma għamilt bħala ċittadin responsabbli u attiv, whatever, rajt daw it-threads, mort fuq Twitter u ħanaqra daw it-threads u x'qed jgħidu. Issa daw mhumiex ġust nies fuq Twitter li għandhom following, huma ġurnalisti. Ġurnalisti li ħadmu u qed minnhom Matt Taibbi u ħadem ma' Vice. I believe ma' Vice. U mhumiex ġurnalisti li għandhom political leaning fuq one particular side of the aisle, ġifieri. U mhux talli jekk talli ħabba li publikaw daw ġew taħt ħafna pressure. Ġifieri mhumiex ma tistax tgħid li dawn ippubblikaw daw biex jagħmlu xi profit jew xi inċentiv biex jipprovaw iżibu l-followers għax daw ġew taħt ħafna pressure. Talli, infatti, ġew called mill-House of Congress biex jittestifikaw fuq il-dokumenti li rċivew aw li pubblikaw. Issa, Elon Musk skont il-ġurnalisti, ovvjament journalists don't name sources. They don't name Elon Musk, però ovvjament il-fatt li jeżatti wara li xtara Twitter daw dokumenti kollha ħarġu, one plus one makes two.
Eżatt.
Però jiena narġa' ninkoraġixxi lil kull meta jisma' kull min għandu interess anke ftit fuq social media li jidħol jara eżatti xi x'ġara ma' Twitter specialment, u anke Facebook. Għax anke Zuckerberg xi podcast kien qal li like kien hemm ċertu affarijiet li kienu tneħħew minn fuq il-platform li forsi ma kellhomx jitneħħew. Fuq eżempju l-iskuża kien hemm podcast ta' Zuckerberg, minix ċert jekk hux niftakar sew, però kien qal li kien kontattjat minn xi branch tal-Gvern Amerikan biex ċertu affarijiet he censors them.
Imma censors, per eżempju, you're talking a lot about censorship. What are the direct censorship attacks going towards? Għandek idea stadajt, per eżempju?
Well, jiena m'inix espert mediku. Però ħafna minn dawn ġraw fi żmien il-pandemija. Issa. F'waħda mid-dokumenti ta' Twitter files, kien hemm waħda li ma tantx oġbitni, u meta ma tantx oġbitni ħafna ma oġbitnix. Kien hemm requests li jiġu ċensurati anke stejjer veru ta' reazzjoni ħażina kontra l-vaċċin. Sa jiena m'għandix espert mediku, ma naf xejn, però meta nara daw l-affarijiet ngħid mhijiex smart, inti qed ngħidu inti sewwa. Jennaf, mort, killt xi ħaġa ħażina, kellek food poisoning, fajta fuq Twitter. Sewa. Qed tgħid l-istorja tiegħek, dak kol m'għamilt. Sejk jiena, ġrali ħadd injection, tkun li tkun. Mort fuq Twitter qed tisma' jħaddi l-injection wara klett tiegħi ġrali hekk hekk u hekk. Sewa, għal xiex tiegħi għandha titneħħa.
Okay.
Di qiegħda quote this. Even true stories of adverse reactions quoted in the documents. U again, għarġan inkoraġiex il-kull minn qed jisma' biex jimur jarahom għalihom innifushom minn flok ngħidilkom just jien. Għax jiena kif qed ngħidlek ma sax nagħmilha ġustizzja di ma nistax ngħid kollox minix espert.
Issa before we delve off topic with vaccines awake, because you mentioned before about Elon Musk acquiring Twitter, obviously, and doing a lot of changes. Mm-hmm. What were the changes that mainly he proposed? Liberalizing Twitter. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's fulfilled that promise recently?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. How?
Mostly yes. I'll say most. I've used Twitter ever since he bought it, essentially. I was using it slightly before, but not that much. Then he bought it, and I was like, okay, I'm half a features, pal, one of the community notes, which I love. Mm-hmm. So community notes is this feature that it's a form of fact checking that isn't dependent on a company that does the fact checking. It's dependent on the community. So essentially what it's saying is there's a story, and underneath you'd have the community note. The community note would say either this information is false and this is why, or this information is misleading, this is why, or this is missing context, this is why. Mm-hmm. Essa, for a community note to appear on a tweet, there are people who subscribe to the community, and of all diverse opinions and ideas, and for a community note to appear, everyone, every single person in that community has to agree on the note. Ijifiri, you're not having a bias for the left or from the right or anyone, because it's just giving the facts of the information, since everyone is agreeing that these are the facts in this community.
But what if the subscribers have a bias?
Of course they have a bias, but everyone has a bias, that's the point. Someone can be completely left-wing, completely right-wing, and agree on the same community note. Then it's not a point of bias.
Give me an example, because I'm still struggling to try to grasp the concept. Because I'm not an active user on Twitter, as you can clearly tell. You know what I mean? I still use printed paper to read my notes, you know?
Fair enough. It's difficult to say an example out of my mind, because community notes are quite frequent now. You see any posts here and what? For example, I just remembered one. So there was a tweet by it was funny. It was by Joe Biden. It was something about gas prices. You know how politicians do. Yifirhu.
Exactly.
And they said the gas prices are lowest and whatever. I don't exactly remember the tweet, but I know there's something similar. And in the community note, you'll see. Well, actually, they're not. This is not the case. Gas prices compared to here and here, and it's not true. Issa, the point is, if someone is left-wing and likes Biden, they would probably say, "Ole, this is not true," or whatever. Emma, for people to agree on the community note, it has to take people who subscribe to this community and people who are from left-wing and right-wing views. Any views are acceptable in this community, and for it to appear, everyone has to agree.
But why would me, let's say, for example, a right-wing individual would subscribe to Joe Biden, for example?
No, subscribers. When I mean subscribers to the community notes feature. For a community note to appear, the subscribers of this feature have to agree on the note appearing.
I was picturing more like a follow button, definitely like how they...
No, it's not a follow button. Like, I can't access community notes and write... and agree on this community note, because I'm not a subscriber of the community.
How do I access community notes, for example? How is it like a certain criteria you need to have before
that
you can
do
that?
I don't know.
The way I see it, kiko yeb ma tamil sense kik if community notes would be an open source for everyone, if you need.
I imagine, I would hope at least, imma li mħafna nis li huma esperti fuq il... fuq din il-feature, però inti again, dinna mhix ħaġa li qed ngħidu a mechanical engineer posts a video and he's wrong about a tiny little thing and he's gonna get a community note correcting him. No. This is mainly for really viewed tweets, for very highly viewed tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if nobody agrees on a community note to fix whatever is in the tweet, the community note doesn't go out. Ġifieri, jekk jiena tfajċ ħaġa li blatantly false, blatantly false, and everyone agrees that it is wrong, the community note will appear and say, this is wrong, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But if I am half wrong and half right, or maybe I'm slightly mistaken, even if I'm mistaken, for example, say my intention wasn't to spread misinformation, I said something and then it got, after I posted this video, new information came out. The community notes feature does this as well, as at the time of the video or whatever, this was the case. But after, I've seen multiple examples of this on Twitter. And in fact, it's very helpful. As there are a lot of videos, 10, 15 second videos, that you see, and illustra, like this, and then you see in the rest of the clip and on the community notes, the rest of the clip shows la 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 la. So, in fact, if you on Twitter, there's a lot where out of context clips of people trying to picture them as idiots or bigots, and then the community notes say, here's the full video, this is not exactly what he or she said. Then you go on the community note, you see the video, and you're that 15 second video, which is intended to distract you or give you a wrong idea, doesn't do its job.
Could community notes also be used to suppress other opinions, for example? Well, not suppress, but it could be used as a form of censorship, because if, as you're saying, if there is a collective group of individuals that agree on a thing being taken down or being edited, it can. So let's say, for example,
they don't really take down anymore. They just add the community note.
Then it's added. But there was a time where their posts would be taken down. So what if, for example, there was a group of five individuals with Twitter notes that are on this side of the particular spectrum. They see a post on the other side of the particular spectrum, they disagree with it, allura they report it. Is that what you would
And the community notes doesn't work that way. It's a tweet goes out. The community notes subscribers, which are made up of anyone who has any opinion, who wants to subscribe to this, and there are left-wing individuals and right-wing individuals all alike, they have to agree that this note is correct for it to be displayed on underneath the tweet. Issa. One, to get the left and right and everyone of different ideas to agree on a community note is already impressive on its own. Ejifiri, you kind of eliminate the bias that way, because let's say this chair is black, the chair next to me is black. You and I both agree. We can't really disagree because it is black. That removes all bias out of it. If you want this chair to be blue, well, it's irrelevant. It's black. We agree it's black, but maybe you want it to be blue. That's your bias. But it's completely relevant when everyone agrees. That's the point. And it's amazing because not only that, but it's a community service of fact-checking, and it's liberalized, and it's not under a private company. And even independent fact-checkers can be manipulated by financial interests. I mean, this is nothing special.
But so can also the community
Yes, but this is the point. There is everyone of every bias.
Instead of one person being manipulated, it's one of the entire community. It's a group of people, but
I'm not saying this can't lead to that, because there is obviously with everything, it can be corrupted. Iġifieri ejja ngħidu jekk hemm il-fruħ dil-community notes. U dawn l-fruħ jiddeċiedu isma. Aħna jaqblu l-niktar ngħidu hekk u naqblu fuq hekk għax ħanamlu ktar flus, so ħanejdu hekk. I understand, and that can completely happen, you know, where people are there, people get corrupted. Imma, I still prefer that to having an independent company who, I'm sorry to say, but clearly from whatever they post, it isn't actually independent because of financial interests. And this is, you can't tell me this is not the case, because it is the case. Because a company that's an independent fact checker still wants to make money. And if they can get money by doing a certain thing, they're going to do that certain thing to make money.
They're going to do it over and over again at the microphone.
Yeah, exactly. So it's liberalized. That's my the main point and why I like it so much. Issa, apart from the community notes feature on X now, I guess. I don't like it either.
That was the stupidest branding, rebranding campaign I've ever witnessed ever. Like, how do you go from a brand that is that incorporates its logo and its name into the English vocabulary, like, oh, I'm just going to tweet that, or there was a tweet about this, to murdering that entire concept itself into just one letter.
That's a very fair point.
It doesn't make sense at all. To me, I've always been against the Twitter rebranding. It never made sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, besides the point, again, like, you keep on saying and mentioning about censorship, about Elon Musk or Farid Palek. Why do you think that this the community Madonna
community notes,
the community notes, because to me I'm still puzzling together, didn't you? Because this to me just seems like censorship with extra steps to me.
No, it's we both agree fact checking should exist.
Yes,
of course. So what?
Or actually, let me change change the question. This can this lead to censorship?
As I just said, yes, of course, because when there's people and there's a community, the people at the top of that community will get corrupted at some point, and it happens that corruption happens. It's corruption isn't something that evil people do. It's human nature, unfortunately. So if you have a group of community and they have some power, they'll probably get corrupted.
So even with political correctness,
I'm not saying this is infallible. What I'm saying is that I prefer it to the alternative of one major independent fact-checking company controlling all the facts, because in my opinion it isn't.
Which is a fair point, but I'd also like to tell you as well, like, for example, how does this fit in with political correctness? Like, again, like, if there's two differing opinions that use the community tab, report it or whatever, and then the post gets taken down because it was slightly right leaning. Divimni?
I understand what you mean. Issa, before I answer your question, fakru kol met tisimgħu fil-qosor mi Jake Smith u ma Andrea Farrugia. Mela, l-issue ta' political correctness tidħol f'din żgur. Issa, political correctness fl-opinjoni tiegħi huwa movement li beda mainly on the woke left. Issa, by woke left, what do I mean? Everyone knows what I mean by the woke left. It's the movement where it's a bit childish to some degree, where we have to have movies equally represented on all demographics, because if not, then there's a problem, and I think people see right through that. Issa, political correctness initially was just about essentially Isma. You don't say racist stuff. That's stupid. I completely agree. And should someone who says something incredibly racist on Twitter be taken down? Yes, of course.
Absolutely. Anything racist should be taken
down. Yes, Issa. Then the question is, did political correctness go too far? In my opinion, it did. Because there are certain things that have been, I wouldn't say, that have been criticized or cancelled, or people have been cancelled because of saying things or jokes that I said 10 years ago that are still on Twitter. And then when I'm making this movie, this BuzzFeed reporter goes on my Twitter 10 years ago, sees this joke that is slightly a bit, I don't know, maybe not for today's time, and gets me cancelled or fired from this movie. That's the point where political correctness goes too far. I mean, James Gunn is a very famous movie director, had the exact same issue with Marvel when he was fired because of some tweets. Then you had all the cast of Guardians of the Galaxy wanting James Gunn back, and he eventually got rehired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's political correctness, literally getting people fired from their job because of a joke they said 10 years ago, which was slightly, okay, out of favor with some people nowadays. That's political correctness going too far. Issa, to address the community notes, this is the main point, is that for a community note to appear on a tweet, it has to be agreed by everyone in that community. And by everyone in that community, that includes anyone from a left wing to a right wing to an anarchist to a communist. I don't care.
Emma, are we speaking truly from a political perspective when we talk about community notes? Like, can it be for some...
Oh, no. There's definitely for just random videos that aren't
exactly
necessary. Yeah. It's not just for politics. It's obviously the main tweets that get flagged like that
are political
because of the viewership.
Exactly.
Imma, you can have a video which is like a 20-second video of, I don't know, someone doing something sporty, and it looks amazing, and then the community notes will tell you this video is edited. Because everyone from the community realized it's edited, and it cites sources, tajifiri. This isn't just people speaking out of their behind. It's people, and you see the sources, and often they cite, I mean, when it comes to the gas prices one I said earlier, I believe they cited either New York Times story or something along those lines. Point is, it's not just what I think and what you think and where the community knows and we agree. And
it's what the evidence says.
Yes, exactly. That's the point. It's just, it's democratized fact-checking.
So, again, how do you think the problem, well, not really the problem, how can this issue be resolved? How can community notes be used in a way where it won't be abused or it won't be...
I believe at this moment it's working fine. It's working as intended. As I said before, when there's a lot of people in a community and they come together and they're the leaders in those communities, and if they decide to get corrupted and only promote and only criticize one area and promote one area, and it's then, yeah, I agree with you, it wouldn't work. It's power corrupt. At the moment, at least what I'm seeing on Twitter is that it works as intended. It's not perfect, obviously it's not perfect, nothing is perfect. And that's, again, in my
opinion, working better than previous.
It's working better than previous versions.
Would you say that it is a popular opinion?
The thing is, if it's
amongst the community
on Twitter, yes.
Oh, right.
Completely. That's like the status quo of people. They realize that community notes is better.
They like community
notes. People who aren't on Twitter, they have no idea. So, okay, I can tell you this.
Do you think it should be implemented in other social media platforms?
Of course.
Like, for example, like I scroll through Instagram, sort of fact checkers, I see the community notes tab, for example, or...
Yes, I think it should.
Or should it be used mainly where there's a lot of misinformation being spread online, like for example, Facebook, for example. I think we can all agree that there is a lot of misinformation that's spread.
Yeah, of course, and that's one of the consequences of social media and the internet, which we just spoke about. Emma, I think this is the way to go for the moment. So when it becomes a problem, that's a bridge to cross when you come to it. You try to see the warning signs at least. If Elon Musk, he knows exactly everyone who's in this community, I would imagine.
I would imagine as well.
And he sees that there are 78% of these people are right-wing, and 23% of these people are left-wing. Pero they all agreed on this one community note. There's no problem with the right-wingers being a majority because they agreed with the left-wingers. You get my point?
Yep.
Emma, if it's 99% right-wing and 1% left-wing, and then, okay, essentially everyone agrees because it's 99% right-wing, so yeah. 99% agree, then if that community notes feature appears, then I disagree with that because that's just the majority rule, essentially.
Is that the majority?
It's the same as the problem with direct democracy. It's the tyranny of the majority. So far as I'm aware of, community notes hasn't had that problem. Can it have that problem? Absolutely. I hope it never does.
So that's the only fault you can see in community notes.
In community notes specifically, yes.
That can turn into a major problem.
But then again, that's a problem with every single organization or community of people, because as always, it's human nature. People get corrupted. So this is not the case of the feature is a bad idea. This is a case of, well, will the guys in it or the people in to keep it as it's intended?
And not corrupted.
Yeah.
Like how you said yourself. So to go back again, which we've done a lot on this episode, but bear with us. we're going to go back to the topic between political correctness and hate speech, right? Which is a very hefty topic in itself. What do you think separates hate speech from political correctness? Can you use political correctness as a guise to send hate to someone?
Yes. Of course. If you can, if you believe that someone is a racist and you call them a racist, even if there's no evidence to back it up, which is what political correctness has done many times, then you've essentially defamed someone.
Defamed in what sense?
Well, if, as I just said, if someone isn't racist and I don't like him or her and I call them a racist, firstly, you got to think how impactful a label is on someone, specifically on social media.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, you say it here, it's me and you.
Mm.
You say it on social media, it's me and 1,000 other people.
Exactly.
So, again, call someone a public figure, something that is not true. Even if it is true, actually, if it is true, you see the actual impact of that. So, if someone is genuinely racist, he's called out as a racist, he's going to get cancelled and what's not. If someone is not a racist, but he gets called out a racist, right? The impact is still there. There's still going to be people who just are going to believe that what I said is true because I said it. And that's the issue. It's how political correctness can be weaponized, essentially, because that's what you asked me.
Mm.
Yes, it absolutely can be weaponized. I mean, nowadays, political correctness helped to call out people bigots for being bigots, and they were, correctly.
But what about now?
Nowadays, I feel it's gone too far. You're calling out people for things that either were considered normal 20 years ago, or just blatantly lying just to get the hit out on those people, and it's something that happens.
But does that justify it? Like, does that justify, for example, let's say if I said something homophobic 20 years ago, for example, and it resurfaced now, do I not deserve the repercussions from saying that homophobic statement 20 years ago?
Firstly, it depends on context.
Most important.
If it's a joke,
context.
It's all right. I understand that you.
Even as a joke, I'm saying.
Let's say it was a joke. It was a very tame joke.
Yeah.
But back then, you wouldn't have thought twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you would think twice about saying the same joke in the same context. So. How is it fair for me to attack you for saying something 20 years ago, which was completely considered normal, and now I will be like, isma, inti mish yetsew, and try to label you as something that you're not for saying something that was completely acceptable, and now it suddenly isn't because of political correctness. That is my point.
I can understand your point, but the point we're making right now is that we're talking strictly about it happened a long time ago. What about now? Like, what about racist statements being done now, for example, or any statement that we as normal human beings see as bad or wrong to do? Definitely. Do you think that in that case it should be justified? Like now, for example, when we know well it's not normal behavior.
I much prefer the idea of criticizing someone, calling them out for saying something stupid.
Mm-hmm. You can criticize them.
I would much rather prefer that than trying to get them cancelled and removing them from all social media and doing all of the above. Because this is the thing about free speech. Hate speech, you only counter it with better speech. You don't counter bad speech by cancelling and shutting them down. And because guess what happens? Guess what happens when the people who are extreme, who are saying extreme stuff, are censored and cancelled? You know what happens? They get angrier, and they embolden more in their stupid beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep censoring people, as opposed to, by the way, because people say, "Mushahir, you censor them," because if you don't, their voice gets elevated. And I'm like, if their voice gets elevated and they are genuinely bigoted and stupid, people will realize. This is the issue. You're giving no chance for people to assess things out of their own will.
But what if but that isn't always the case? For example, like I can mention a lot of people that
I'm not saying it's always the case.
I'm saying
when it can go too far.
But as in the example I have in my head, for example, of a person who is very politically incorrect, and I do and. For the sake of argument, because I believe there's really no such thing as political incorrectness and political correctness, right?
Mm-hmm.
But from the example I have in my head right now, which is Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
in essentiality, I think at that point that yes, it is justified. You know what I mean? Considering, at least from his case, the amount of hatred and the amount of negativity that has bred from his own views onto other people, tiffany, and then from those people to others, tiffany, and it's a constant horrible cycle of negativity. Mm-hmm. Which at that point, I can understand why censorship would be a tool. It should be used as a last resort.
I'll explain exactly why the community notes feature is good, because the people who want to take out Donald Trump from social media predominantly are left-leaning. There's nothing wrong with that, obviously. Emma, it's
even people on the right, don't
yeah, of course, of course, right. Completely. Emma, this is the point. The point is that not everyone agrees that Donald Trump should be removed from social media.
Mm.
So you have a community of, let's say, 70% of people, so believe that Donald Trump shouldn't be on social media. 30% of people don't. So they believe that he should be on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why community notes is great, because you need to have everyone agree. When you don't have everyone agreeing, and it's a fact that obviously most people that dislike Donald Trump are left-leaning, obviously, then how can the taking him off of social media not be politically biased? I'm not saying it's not correct. I'm saying you have to eliminate the bias.
So what would you separate political bias from political correctness?
I think political correctness is, to some degree, predominantly based on political bias.
Would you say,
put it this way, if I have a free speech absolutist mindset, I would never politically correct someone.
Okay. But how would you say? But would you say that maybe the bias has an has something to do with maybe the, not really the popularity, I would say the more dominant of, or the more popular of the sides. For example, I would say that now, at least amongst age group between 18 to 25, and this is a completely anecdotal statement, mind you, that I think the left is more popular than the right. Mm-hmm. So would you say that the left holds all power on the right when it's something political, or do you think the right holds power on the left if the roles were reversed?
I think at the moment, it's, with the exception of Twitter, I think at the moment the left has much more of a control over the political correctness and the cancellations that happen on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, I don't know. On Twitter, the exception is genuinely Twitter, and that's why I like Twitter. It's because it's much, much more diverse of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also another thing, which is the importance of diversity of opinion.
Yes, very important.
That is the most crucial element to any democratic nation, coupled with free speech. And there was a point of having free speech if everyone thinks the same.
Yeah.
Exactly. You need to have diverse opinions. Issa, some of them you will grossly detest and grossly disagree with, as I grossly detest and grossly disagree with communists, for example. Emma, that's the exact point. I will fight, I will genuinely fight for a communist's right to free speech, even though I deeply disagree with him. The only reason is that the solution isn't to censor.
Fight for anyone's free speech. Punto basta.
What I'm saying is just the people that I don't like politically.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying. I would fight for everyone's right to freedom of speech. Everyone, not based on political ideas. I if you have a very stupid and bigoted idea, I'd rather you speak with me and I try to change your mind than Isma tape. I don't agree with that.
There's a difference, because I think to me, at least, I see it this way, as in, yes, you're right, as in, you should talk and debate with the person with the opposing opinion or / harmful opinion and make them see how stupid they're being, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if they're being racist, and show them.
Most of these people, they would never change their mind.
No,
I accept that.
but that's the problem.
Emma, this is the thing. You can't control people's minds. You can only let them show themselves for who they are, and then you let the people decide, Isma. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Inti, biex niftehmu, jekk kent għandek ħanut u restaurant,
so it should be used as a last resort.
I don't think it should be any resort. Quite frankly, jekk jien għandi restaurant.
So these people, while having harmful opinions, should be free to roam and free to spread their hate, for example.
Because the thing you don't realize is that when you try and cancel someone, you don't suddenly shut them out. You amplify their ideas. Inti, yeah, do you know what? We believe one thing that nobody else in the world believes.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Could be stupid, could be genius. Who cares? Mm-hmm. So what?
No, Vengas would be probably
probably be a mix of both, actually.
A mix of both.
So what?
Genius is stupid.
Esta, you and me, we agree on one thing. Nobody else agrees with us in the whole world.
Exact.
If they cancel you, what do you think I would do? You think I would shut up and not do anything about it? No. I would keep saying the same thing over and over again. And not only that, I would use you as a martyr for my ideas. Ejifiri, Isma, guys, you would essentially say something along the lines of, look, they're trying to shut us down. They're trying to censor
yes,
us.
Yes, yes,
and understand. That is very powerful. As opposed to, me and you have a stupid idea. Me and you have a stupid idea. We go to up to this new person. We try to tell them our idea. This new person tells us, that idea is effing stupid. And boom, that's it. The idea dies. That's my point.
But it's very situational.
Of course it's situational. But you have to have your values in a place where they're not corruptible.
I think, no. I think to a point censorship shouldn't be used. I agree. I think I've always agreed that first you should discourse
open
first.
Discourse, yes.
Open discourse first before anything. But then again, if there is a situation where there is a person who is spreading hate and does not want to relent and does not want to stop, I think that you should censor that person. I think it is totally justifiable to censor that. You know what I mean? It's not right to let a person spread hate knowingly. You know what I mean?
Yes, and that's
because if that's the case, and then it's almost as if you're projecting yourself as the part of the problem because you are aware of it happening, but you don't do anything to stop it.
Yeah, I am aware of your point, and you're right, because some people, and this is because of social media, with the following that they have, saying one thing, which might even, a lot of times, they cannot even be intending for it to come out as it does. Emma, that just leads to this person thinking this and doing that, and then thousands of people are just thinking something that is ridiculous and doing things based on that thinking, which are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I completely accept that. And yes, there are some cases where people should be taken off social media, of course. Should you be libeling anyone? No. Get banned. Because if you're libeling anyone for no reason, you should get banned.
You should get banned in general. As that, you know?
There is room for removing someone off of a platform that amplifies their voice if what they're doing is inciting violence and spreading hate that is extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Issa, a next point I would just like to say is that there has been some examples of people where they'd be accused of spreading hate, but then you go onto their content and it's not necessarily exactly as you heard it. It's slightly, maybe it's up to interpretation. And this is the issue with political correctness, and this is why it can be weaponized, because I can take a video clip from you from 20 minute long video.
Mm-hmm.
Find the 5 second interval which you were making a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Post that on TikTok, Twitter, get you defamed, call you whatever I would like to call you, and then by the time you get a chance to respond or tell people Isma, you still have to see the whole video to see the joke I was making and why it was this is what whatever. So, by then, you've already lost your reputation.
Well,
I mean, it's the same when it comes to accusations of crimes.
Exactly. I was about to say it's very similar.
Yeah, it's very, very similar. Because in fact, in court, you have a presumption of innocence before being proven guilty.
Exactly.
Issa, in the court of public opinion, that is not the case. Because once you get accused of something, you might not have done it. You might have done it, sure. Emma, until you're found guilty, you're presumed innocent. You're supposedly presumed innocent.
Exactly.
Emma, once the innocent court of public opinion... I mean, this is many. I mean, you see many allegations which especially male influencers get accused of sexual crimes. Maybe they did it, maybe they don't. But you're innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the issue, because in the court of public opinion, you get bashed, you get fired from your job, you get this, this, and that. And, okay, as a precaution, I kind of understand it, especially when it's a serious crime, but you're completely forgetting the innocence until proven guilty most fundamental thing in court.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's, in my opinion, political correctness going too far, because it definitely can. For sure. And I believe it has for years.
And I think that is a closing statement with that would actually perfect, because it summarizes everything in my mm-hmm. personal opinion. Pero min naħatana, min naħata Andre u Jake, da kollox allum li għanna mill fil-qosor narakom l-episodju li jmiss. Ciao ciao!
Ciao ciao!
Fell out of